Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right. I want to be like you. Come on, man. I'm the face of boxing. I'm the cash cow. I hold the record with you. Me.
My drop. I know my drop. I know my situation. I want to fight.
That's the awesome production. Check that out.
But it's going to be very difficult for both of us.
BoxingVoice.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio, bringing you this spontaneous edition because Keith Thurman's unification win over Danny Garcia reaches 5.1 million viewers. Now, I know Keith wanted to get in front of 10 million viewers with this fight, but I wish the good doctor were on so he could do the math, in reference to how many people per household. I mean, Enrique, you were watching this one in your house, in the arena.
Right.
But had you been at your house, before I bring you on anyway.
What's up, man? Yeah, I just want to say I saw the fight, too.
Stay focused. Stay working with my dad.
I saw the fight, too.
Because if
he comes
to fight,
then
I'm
going to
have to look for him.
I saw the fight, too.
I think you acted.
Had I been in the house, it'd be about three people tops.
Three people, exactly. So maybe Keith got his 10 million, but when it all boils down, he definitely did well with this 5.1. When you heard this initial number, what was your immediate reaction?
My immediate reaction, I was right there next to you when he said to, he's hoping to do this in front of 9-10 million people, his exact words.
So, no, but I mean, what was your immediate reaction when you heard the final number being 5.1?
I never logged pay-per-view numbers. I wanted to compare it with like a Pacquiao, Canelo, Mayweather fight number on pay-per-view. Because I'm always saying to myself, yo, is free TV better than pay-per-view? Who makes more money? You know, people pay for this. 5 million people have paid for this. Would he have been worth more? So those were my reaction, my questions rather. So there was really no reaction other than that, the question, what's it worth, 5.1 million, other than, you know, people are watching him, and that's a lot.
Well, it's definitely worth something, right? Because the fight dwarfed the TV audience for the NBA on ABC game between the Chicago Bulls and Los Angeles Clippers, which pulled in less than 2 million views. So boxing doing its mother effing thing. You know, we always kind of fall short to other sports, but we did good. But that's credit to the best fighting the best. And when boxing presents the best fighting the best, something rare happens. But these 5.1 million views, while they're rare, these are the results, Enrique.
Right. So just answer my question for me, please. What was Mayweather's biggest million number?
It would have to be the 2.24 or 2.22 with Canelo. So it's either, well, actually, no, he did like 5.5 million with Pacquiao. That's right. Or 4 million, something like that.
Right. So now
pay-per-views at $100. Keep that in mind.
That's what I was going to say. So I wonder if 5 million people or half of 5 million people would have showed up to see this on pay-per-view. Did someone drop the ball or is it just free TV?
No, no one dropped the ball. You were in Keith Thurman's gym. He doesn't want to make you pay. You see, we were brainwashed into believing however many pay-per-view sales a fighter gets signifies how popular he is. Well, they're trying to break that mold, you know. Look, Mayweather, can you say that Mayweather and Keith Thurman are on the same level?
Not an attraction, no.
All right, but essentially, the same amount of people sat down in front of television sets to watch Danny and Thurman and Mayweather and Pacquiao fight. So while one paid $100 and felt disgusted afterwards,
sure,
we didn't. Not with the Keith Danny.
Nah, overall, this is a good number, I believe, 5.1. Is that the biggest free TV viewership number?
It is the largest primetime boxing audience since 1998 when Oscar De La Hoya appeared as a commentator on Fox telecast of the Uri Boy Campos against Anthony Stevens with Butterbean on the undercard. A heavyweight bout between Mike Tyson and Buster Mathis drew 43 million viewers on Fox back in 1995. The average viewership for Thurman Garcia was about 3.74 million viewers, a 19% increase over the last presentation of Showtime Boxing on CBS June bout between Porter and Thurman. So Thurman actually did better than his last time out versus Porter, and the average for him was damn near 4 million, and it peaked at 5.1. I think that's a beautiful number. I think congratulations are in order for both Keith and Danny. We want to hope that boxing continues to flourish like this. I want to hurry up and jump out to these phone lines. Enrique, any final thoughts before we get to the callers and get theirs?
Yeah, my final thought is that, boxing free TV draws more heads to the tune in.
I agree. If it's free, if it's good, they'll come out. Similar to the Kevin Costner movie, if you build it, they will come. But it has to be
good
level fighters versus each other in order for this to work, in order for us to receive these numbers.
Quick prediction, Bertho, Sean Porter numbers. What are you thinking? That is free television, yes?
Yeah, what network is that one going to be on?
Damn, I don't know.
That matters.
That matters. That matters, yes, indeed. Yep.
So we'll get back to that.
Okay.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Me and Enrique are flying solo, no producer, so help us out. We're going to say your area code and ask you where you're calling from. Tell us what's your name, where you're calling from. Give us your thoughts on this 5.1 million viewers that Danny and Keith Thurman, their unification, well, now it's basically Keith's unification fight, drew in 5.1 million viewers at this point. He was the winner. We're going to go out to 805. He was waiting about 15 minutes before this thing even started, brother. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is my man, Brad. How's it going?
Hey, Brad, what's going on, brother?
Bakersfield, California. Sorry, I forgot to mention that. But the whole thing about the paper, I mean, the obviously it wasn't a pay-per-view. The whole thing about the matchup was that we got lucky there. Obviously, I have a question for you guys. What do you think about Thurman and Porter versus this fight? Like the show anyway, like what do you guys think of that?
I thought about that. They were both exciting. They were both equal to me. I don't see anything different. Just that Danny Garcia, a lot of fans of boxing expected him to be knocked out. He was the underdog, and he held his own. He did well. If you followed the criterias, he followed the point system. He just fell under short. So it was an exciting fight for me, both of them, Sean Porter as well as Danny Garcia, as equal.
I think, Brad, Thurman Porter was probably a little higher paced because of Porter's style. So it probably had probably had less lows than this Danny Thurman fight did.
But what were the lows on this one, though?
The rounds in which Thurman decided to use his legs and kind of circle.
The backpedal, yeah. In the late rounds. Yeah. But, a lot of people, I'm sure, would agree that the first round in this Thurman Garcia fight was better than the whole fight with Pacquiao and Mayweather. So it's a win-win, right?
Yep, definitely.
It sure is, man. Listen, if you're going to have 5 million people watching you, you want a guy like Thurman that knows how to speak and knows how to sell a fight.
Yeah, man, everything Thurman said post-fight, pre-fight was awesome.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Hey, I appreciate you guys always putting out shows, man. gives me something to do after a workout.
No problem, Bragg. Glad to hear you're staying in shape, my friend, and totally love the fact that you were here early, man. I appreciate it. 310, it could be Info Joe, it could be JP, or it could be
Compa.
So many. No, Compa's a 951. 310, you're up.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Brian. I'm from San Francisco, California, and it's great to hear that boxing had such a huge platform this past weekend.
Brian, I gotta cut you off. I gotta find out, are you a first-time caller?
Oh, I am a first-time caller. I'm a big fan of the show.
Oh, man. Well, we gotta find out how long you've been listening.
And were you at the party?
No, I've been listening to probably 3 or 4 months, but I always follow you guys on Twitter and stuff like that. I think you guys are great, and you give the boxing heads a voice to voice out our opinions about the fights and stuff like that.
Appreciate it, man. Well, listen, you know the tradition around here. I'm going to play this first-time caller intro. You're going to have to go ahead and introduce yourself again. A little more enthusiastic for everyone out there listening. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
What's up, guys? I'm Brian from San Francisco, California, man.
All right, Brian. So talk to us. 5.1 million viewers is what this fight peaked out at.
Right. A huge platform for our sport that we love. I got to say, though, for a lot of people, it's the general public, not the boxing heads that are tuning in on Saturday night. And they don't understand when Keith Thurman is using his legs and boxing in the 10th, 11th, and 12th round because he knows that he's ahead on points already. A lot of the general public already think that he's running scared. But I'm like, no, he's boxing. He's throwing left hooks. He's controlling distance. He's not taking risks. So the last two times that boxing has had a true big platform was Manny Pacquiao and Mayweather. And then it was Keith Thurman and Danny Garcia. And I feel like we dropped a bomb in those two nights. I do. I don't think it showcased what boxing is and what it can be. How do you guys feel about that? And also, a quick follow-up. I don't know now with the welterweight division, with Terrence Crawford, Kell Brook, Earl Spence, Danny Garcia, and Keith Thurman, who's really – the leader in the clubhouse, if you will. Who's really that new face? You know what I mean? Well, Keith Thurman
being a new face and the leader are two different things, because, I mean, obviously with this win and the Porter win, Thurman is the clear-cut leading welterweight. Terrence Crawford hasn't even had a fight at 147, and no other welterweight can compare in terms of resume at this point.
I think he's the poster child of the 147 division, especially now with
the boy, poster boy.
Post the man, especially in front of the 5.1 million, you know.
Now, 310, did you say your name is Brian from San Francisco, right? Shit, did we lose him?
Not sure.
Brian? Bueller? 614. 614. All right. Let me go out to Muhammad over here. Muhammad on Skype. Did you make it back, or are you still in the islands?
I'm still in the islands until Monday, just taking care of. Hey, what's up, Enrique?
Yeah, Muhammad. Where are you? Canary Islands?
Las Palmas de Gran Canaria. Yeah, I'm just chilling, you know.
Different weather, of course.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, I wanted to talk about the rating for the fight and all the people who give Al Haymon a lot of shit, but they are just hypocritical because, understand the first year of the PBC, we didn't have the best fights possible, but you got to give him credit. 2017, you know, he already gave us everything. HBO ain't doing shit. Golden Boy ain't doing shit. Top Rank ain't doing shit, so you gotta give it up to Al Haymon. You know, that's all I gotta say, man. That's a great turnout. They broke the record with the attendance, which was like 16, almost 17,000 people inside the Barclays, 5.1 million views. Let's do a rematch. That's all I'm saying.
Mohammed, you and I were next to each other. There was a seat or two empty by us, wasn't there?
No. There was at first, but people came in. Actually, they had to throw a couple of guys out because they were taking other seats. Right. The official attendance was 16,700 people.
Oh.
The new record for the Barclays.
It just felt like no one was sitting beside us. There was a gap.
No, there was the guy from Texas. What's his name?
Yeah, no, he was next to us, yeah. But nah, it was cool. It felt sold out. It felt amazing. Everyone was yelling. Everyone was standing up when the fight began. It was electrifying.
Exactly. Definitely. It was electric. So that's my call, and you guys take care. See you next show.
Take care, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Well, let's stay out in the Skype fashion. Remember, you can add us on Skype and call internationally or absolutely free by downloading the Skype mobile app on both Android and iPhone, adding Nestor Gibbs. That's NestorGibbs. Let's head out to Orlando, Florida. Another guy that was at the TBV Appreciation Night and at the Fight Live. Are you happy?
Hey, man, I'm extremely happy. Keith Thurman does it once again. He is now in the top three for PBC broadcast events when it comes to the primetime event. Obviously, Errol Spence has that crazy 6 million views that we got in the daytime after the Olympics. But when it comes to a primetime, when it comes to actual, like, true viewership, Keith Thurman is in the top three now. So, I mean, I'm extremely happy. I wish MD was on here because it kind of goes what we were talking about. I'm happy, but then at the same time, I'm kind of sad, but I don't want to be a boxing fan. I would just want to enjoy this. Because I'm kind of sad, like, dang, imagine if he really concentrated and he really started, like, having a brain. Like, he really started focusing on getting himself out there. Like, obviously, he has a crazy fan base and he has a crazy amount of people that follow him. But if he actually really started making that one-time slogan, because I think, if you think about it, like, think every boxer, think about, for instance, Shannon Briggs. There was a point in time when I used to call on to the show and people used to mention Shannon Briggs. You would not allow them to talk about Shannon Briggs. But then he went from doing that to actually promoting his Let's Go Champ video game.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. Like, it's crazy if you have a brand, what you can do. And like, for instance, you think Andre Ward, you automatically think of the A&W. When you think of DSG, you think of DSG. Like, when you think of Money Mayweather, you think of TMT. Like, you can automatically see the logo. But when you think of Keith Thurman, you think of one time, but you don't think of a logo. He's got to come up with something where you think of it. And he has the perfect personality.
Yo, he should come up with like a cartoon of that image from this week when he came to the weigh-in with his hair out.
Right.
Glasses. Oh, that'll be hot. That'll
like,
be hot.
Like a dude with the hair out with the glass, just like that. Like him, though. That'll be dope.
Yeah. Because people relate to him. Like really relate to him. So I'm happy with the 5.1. You know what? I actually think, let me know what you guys think about this. If I was him, I would right now, since Bob Arum is money hungry and Manny Pacquiao, Bob are money hungry, try to do a fight with them on network TV and get the advertisement people to pay for it. Because they already were trying to put the Jeff Horn on TV.
Well, I mean, I believe one of the popular websites are reporting that Horn is back in play and is the fight. But I mean, you know, with all the financial issues that Pacquiao claims to have, I don't know if they're going to do free TV. That would be a lot of sponsors, right? Because think about it. Keith and Danny only made $2 million each.
Yeah, it would be a lot of sponsors. But if you bring a big name in there, and you can honestly say, let's finish this, right? The Porter Thurman fight, that was $3.4 million. This fight peaked at $5.1 million. The other Guerrero fight, that was 3.1 or 3.2. So he's guaranteed, just Keith Thurman alone is guaranteeing you 3 million views. 3 million views alone. He add in a Manny Pacquiao, it's smarter people in the world than me. I'm sure you can milk it up any kind of way. Like, hey, we're going to guarantee you 7 million views. You know what I'm saying? We're going to guarantee you 8 million views.
No, totally.
And if you buy it at this price right now, it's cheaper. So,
well, I mean yeah, at least we have an upward trend, right? We have an upward trend for sure.
Correct. Correct. And I saw the websites. I saw on the websites too where they're saying Jeff Horn, but no one wants to see Jeff Horn. You know what I'm saying? I call into this show every week, and I had no clue who Jeff Horn was until you guys started talking about it. And I remember that one point in time he was supposed to fight Errol Spence with IBF. But outside of that, I've never seen his fight. I don't know. No one knows who he is.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Play the soundbite. Yeah, we don't know who he is. How the hell is the public going to know who he is?
Let me ask you a question. If Thurman was to fight Pacquiao, would Pacquiao be the A side, even though his numbers are?
A side, no doubt. A side, no doubt. But that's what you do, though. You take that route. You go to Floyd Mayweather for out. You go to Manny Pacquiao route. I'm going to let you be this A side. And you know what? After I'll be the A side, even if I don't beat you, I'm still in some of your fan base. But if I beat you, I'm still in all of your fan base.
I think he'll beat him.
That's what you just got to do.
Well, Jay, man, I want to thank you, obviously, for calling in. We're going to get out to some of these callers here. Remember, we have no producer with us at the moment. So, you know, be kind. Help us out when we go to your area code. And let us know where you're calling in from. And if you're a first-time caller, say so we can give you that first-time caller intro. We're going to go to out on Skype. We got Alan. Alan, where are you calling in from, my friend?
Hey, man, you can't be using my government name, man.
Hey, man, I mean, you should have put the name you want to be seen there, buddy.
Hey, you know who it is, Ness.
Not
I told
on
y'all a long time
oh,
ago.
Oh, Milkman. Damn, you sound so much different on Skype. That sounds clear, though.
Kind of like Marcus from...
Yeah, man. Hey, Blog Talk went down again, man. You need to file that lawsuit, man. I think they're hating on you, man. I think you got too many subscribers, and they're starting to throttle your shit, man. We gotta fuck them up, man.
It's back up, though. It is back up.
But yeah. Anyway, 5 mil, right? That's a great number.
5.1 to be exact.
5.1. Now, since Al Haymon is taking PBC down the network television path, you know, I want to kind of have something to benchmark this 5 mil against. You know, but it really isn't fair to compare it to fights of the 90s and the 80s, because, I mean, nowadays we just have so much other shit that we can watch on TV. But I'm curious, does anybody know, like, the views of the fights that were happening back, like, in the 80s, late 70s, early 90s? Does anybody have any numbers on, like, some of the biggest fights back then?
Just the two that I mentioned, with Oscar De La Hoya being on a commentator while Yuri Boy Campos was fighting against Anthony Stevens, with Butterbean on that undercard, and also the Mike Tyson Buster Masters. So Earthquake, I don't know what you're talking about. I did mention Tyson fighting on free TV. Weirdo alert.
Yo, I didn't even remember Mike Tyson ever fighting on free TV, and I was a Mike Tyson fan.
How many views did that Tyson fight get?
Tyson fight got like 43 mil. Hold on.
That's a big
what?
One.
What? Did you say 43 million?
Yeah, heavyweight bout between Mike Tyson and Buster Matches was drew 43 million viewers on Fox in 1995.
Jeez. Damn, but remember Mike Tyson's personality. He was a monster.
Yeah, but also in 1995, there was no internet either, man. It's like fucking AOL Jesus back man. Then.
True.
Yeah, so...
And you had to have a phone, a landline, and all that crazy.
Yes,
and remember back then, to have a phone in your house, you needed a good credit. Yo, let's not forget how things were back then. So 43 tuned in because 43 didn't have much to do. Plus, Tyson was that type of dude where he drew you in.
So let me ask y'all this. What would be today's equivalent of 43 million views?
5.1.
Man, we would have to ask, you know what? I'm going to try and keep that question on cap and ask a guy like Thomas Hauser or Kevin Ioli. Those guys, they more famously write about numbers and pay-per-views and things like that. So maybe those are the right people to ask.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, I think it's fair to kind of, you know, we got to keep this shit in perspective. You know, nowadays things are way different than they were back in the 90s and the 80s. But I think we had like somewhat of a professional opinion on what the equivalent would be. I think that'll be a good starting point so we could, you know, kind of keep track of what where we're going, man. But hey, 5 mil, man, I dig it, man. Gotta keep going, man. But that's my call, man.
I told y'all a long time ago, the curtain will go down 3 rounds.
All right, down goes Kirkland. Strap me up.
Who's next? I got milk, baby. Milk, baby.
We're doing it backwards around here, Milkman. Thanks for calling in. Josh, talk to us. Josh on Skype.
Yo, what's up?
What up?
Yeah, man, I didn't eat my crow for the Danny pick I made. Yeah, I think it was good that I mean, it was high ratings for the Danny fight. That was good, you know. But I think that there was like another caller before me who said that it was good that like Spence got like 6 million people watching his fight. I don't think that really counts though, because that was for the fucking Olympics, you know. So there's already people with their TVs on, so that doesn't really count. And then Thurman, I don't think anybody would watch, you know, if he didn't have like a good opponent, you know. So I think all the people that tuned in was Danny fans, to be honest.
Not true.
But
I understand.
Yeah, so yeah, and then I had another question too. The Patreon you did earlier, the Golovkin review.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't see it for some reason.
Yeah, don't worry about it. We're gonna do it again anyway. It was a new software we were using called Watch Together that one of our patrons actually recommended. Shout out to Sea Dog. But yeah, you were supposed to see us, but whatever happened. We'll do it again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could see all of you guys. Then it cut off like right where MD was talking. Then it cuts off. You can't hear anything after that.
Yeah, we're gonna definitely look into it. But wanna thank you for tuning into it, obviously.
Oh yeah. Patreon, man. You guys got me with the MD fight against Matt. So that's why I bought it.
And now for the next one.
Hey, let me tell you, man. There's a new Patreon pay-per-view only coming out. I don't know. We gotta see what the public is thinking. I'm down for that. Mario versus sure. Enrique Church, man.
Ooh, yeah. I don't know, but that might be a little bit of a mismatch. I got casual on that.
I know. Mario's being brave. He tried to come at me, and I'm like, bro, you're not even ranked. Like, you really got to go through Enrique to get to the king.
Yeah. I don't think he deserves that shot. he needs to, like, you know, he needs to get a couple of tune-ups. For you know, sure. he was in witness protection for a while, so I don't know. Maybe he was
you showing that you definitely an alumni of the show.
Yeah, man. I always like kind of stay behind the scenes, you know. I'm Marty Sway in the chat.
But
yeah, I just want to say one last thing. Are you going to ever get any more of those boomerangs, ringers? You can't get more of those? Or that was it? Just for
we got to order those. Those come from Japan.
Well, I don't know, man. Why? You want to be a boomerang, huh?
What's the one where you can, like, get ahead of the line? I'm a Uber driver, and I can't really be waiting that long, you know?
Yeah, no, that's the ringer. We got spots available. Go to the ringer for that one. That one cuts the line. Yeah, that cuts the line. All right. All right, brother.
All right, man.
Thank you so much for calling in, Mighty Sway. Thank you for being a longtime loyal listener, for sure. He's been around forever, man. If he's going to say Mario's in witness protection program, you already know he's showing his stripes right there. Remember that number, ladies and gentlemen, 1-425-569-5241. And if you're listening to this on iTunes, TuneIn, or Stitcher, you're checking this out while you're walking on that treadmill, you're staying healthy, you're in your car, driving on your commute to work, do not forget to drop us that five-star review. It helps tremendously with the visibility of the show. It gets new callers in here. It entices people, encourages them to be part of the show. Let's go to 908, Enrique, and see who's calling in. 908, we have no producer. Who's
I'm guessing? I'm mean, from? What up?
It's only 1908. Y'all know who this is.
King Amin, what's going on? 2017 caller of the year. What's up, baby? 5.1 million viewers. You were in the building, man. What you think?
Yo, Milkman made an excellent point, and I don't know if anybody else made that point, but yo, we got to see what is a comparable number, because the same way, Ness, like you saying, it's, you know, 43 million with no internet in the night, like people are sitting home, but with all of what's going on, a Saturday night, millennials, New York, you know, the world over, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like people are out on a Saturday night, 9 times out of 10. And even beyond just playing it in a bar, you got to figure a bar play is only going to get you Friday night fight numbers. So I think it was Danny's name, Thurman's name a little bit too, as the media coverage of the event started to carry on. And then after a while, it was the diehard fans. And getting 5.1, even on free TV, everybody got Channel 2, but on a Saturday night, I think that's compelling, you know? Small weight guys. We're not even talking about heavyweights. So I know they were more than Wilder's numbers, but I don't know. I think that was pretty big, man. I think that's big for boxing because, again, I got people that are telling me, yo, it was a fight on. I don't know who the guys were, but it was a pretty good fight. I thought the Puerto Rican guy won. So, you know, it was an amazing, amazing opportunity for the platform to grow, and I think that it can only help us. And before I run out of time, Ness, I know you're going to do a spontaneous show on that fiasco that Bud got going on.
Oh, my God. I mean, you don't even know how happy you made MD. Let me just tell you, right? MD let us know about that. We got a little boxing voice. We got a little boxing voice host chat going on. And, you know, he's like, we always in there every morning. I type, hey, any news, anything we're going to talk about? And MD's like, yo, this is the topic, the one you're mentioning. And Matt's like, no, MD, you just want to be negative. So we didn't do it immediately because of that. And now look at, you know, you're saying we should have done it. Yeah, but, you know, I also thought about it like this. Like, would Bud get mad, right? Because essentially it seems like it was him breaking up a fight between either an ex-girlfriend of his, a chick that's filling him or that he's filling, and his baby mother. So, like, at the end of the day, you know, we will be reporting something that, you know, it ain't really. Because all he did was get questioned about their fight.
True. And the other thing, just the way to look at it is, with all of this was going on in boxing, you know, so not to shed light on his particular issue, but just to say, yo, you got the thing with Wilder, you got the thing with Bud, you got Yusef Mack beating up somebody in the barbershop for being trolled, you got Charlie going to get his ass kicked by somebody. Ness, if you put the mitts on him, I would love to see that in Gleason's. But, you know, maybe a little quick show on just that without dwelling on Bud too much. Cause I
who's Charlie?
The troll dude.
Charlie Z?
The dude that Deontay smacked up.
Man, if anybody hits that dude after Deontay already did all that, you guys are nuts. So, but now, nah, I mean, let me get to some other callers. Thank you for calling in. As always, we're going to go to 760. You're live on TBV. Who's this? Going once. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello?
Yes, sir. Talk to us, brother. You're live.
Yeah, this is Mike Jerry.
Mike Jerry, talk to us.
Man, it was crazy this past weekend, man. Danny Garcia, my man. I thought it was a draw. I thought thought it was a draw, man. And I think these 5.1 viewers is based off of Danny, man. I just think it's based off of Danny.
Why? You gotta be more
elaborate on it.
Yeah.
I think Danny Garcia absolutely had a mystique about him because of the controversial wins that he had, but also the crucial wins that he did have as well. So I think going into this fight, we all had these questions of, once again, about Danny Garcia, like, damn, what is going to happen? And once again, he showed up. He showed that his chin was on point and that he could stay in the fight. Now, I mean, I don't think the fight was a blower at all. I mean, I don't think Keith Thurman separated himself at all from Danny Garcia in this fight.
So you didn't have Danny winning?
He added a draw.
I had a draw. I think Danny pulled out. I think Danny put himself back in the fight later in the rounds and that stuff like that. But Danny Garcia is always punching. He's not moving around the ring just pot shotting. If someone pot shotting, he's throwing 3 or 5 punches when they're doing that. I don't think Thurman separated himself from Danny Garcia, someone that's coming up from 140 up to 147. He didn't separate himself, and nor was it a convincing win. I think it was really close. It could have went both ways. I'll say it was a draw. Hopefully, they will do it in the future. I'm not sure if it makes sense right now, but I take nothing from Danny, man. I still have the same confidence I had him going into this fight. I think he can compete in the 147 division. That's my call.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. Hey, Kaz, I think we got our next fight review right there. I think tomorrow that's what we need to do. We need to watch this fight, man. I mean, I can't believe that people are still not saying Thurman won this clearly.
Well, he's not alone. When we won the arena, there were a lot of people who were saying, I could see it go a draw. And, you know, and then the majority was 7-5 Thurman. And then there was the other side that was 7-5 Garcia. So it sounds like a draw to me. I had a 7-5 Garcia.
I was in that boat 8-4-9-3 Thurman, man. Raymond, talk to us on Skype. Everybody loves Raymond. Where are you at?
Yeah, I'm not here, man. I'm not here.
But look, I'm doing my thing.
I'm running, listening to the Boxing Voice right now. Not coming in with that heat. I like the fact that this went, made 5.1 million. You know, it brings boxing to the forefront. I don't even know how to follow and what I am going to do to follow this up, my brother. But I can't wait to see what the next fight he got scheduled up. I like the fact that that it's free, and I think maybe Adrian Broner and Danny Garcia could possibly hit those numbers. We'll wait and see. That's for keeping us in tune. Boxing Voice.
Thank you, brother, for calling in. You know, I kind of want the Team Heyman, Team PBC people that listen to the show to report to Al Heyman that we do want that Danny Broner fight. That's the next big fight that'll move the needle. Am I right, Enrique, or what?
Yeah, definitely. Broner is exciting. Danny Garcia is bringing in 5.1 million. And we know Broner's numbers. What are Broner's numbers, by the way? I think it'll be up there and exciting, man. That's another 50-50.
Wow, 50-50. Disrespectful, yo.
In what way?
In what? I mean, I don't know.
Garcia, first of all, I would call it 50. Never
been in the lane. In that way, bro. All
right, so then Danny Garcia knocks out Adrian Broner.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying?
So what are you saying? I'm calling it 50-50. You telling me he doesn't knock him out. I'm thinking Broner's fast and flashy. Danny has a chin.
You're right. Broner might be too fast for Danny, who people call flat-footed. But everybody thought Thurman would be too fast for Danny. And now we got people saying Danny got a draw or possibly a win.
But we heard that day one on March 4th.
We sure did, man. We sure did. Listen, man, I want to thank everybody that called in. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs, joined alongside Enrique Church. Together, we are the Boxing Voice. I want you to follow me at NestGTO on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can follow me on Instagram at Fight Talk. My Twitter is TBV_casualfan.
And as the news breaks, we will deliver it. So till the next time.
Peace.